குருவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாய திராலய கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய பரபக்தாய நமோ நமஹ. I first of all offer my dandavat pranams unto my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Paradajakacharya, Asadol Tarasar Shishimad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, and unto all the Chidandi Sannyasis and the Vaishnavas, who said Lord Dandavat Pranam. So the inquiry is being addressed to Avihotra Maharaj, responds to Nemi Maharaj's question about the purport of the Vedic literature. There are many instructions throughout the Vedic literatures as to sakarm karma, nishkarm karma, etc. and bikarma. But it's described how in if we do activities wanting some result, this is sakam, and the example is Dhruva Maharaj. So this is not the highest practice for our devotion. If we perform some act of devotion, but we're wanting some remuneration for it, then this is called sakam. But nishkam karma yoga is described as not wanting any remuneration for my effort. But still, this is not Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti is beyond Nishkam. In the stage of Nishkam Karma Yoga, the practitioner is thinking that this is my effort or this is my facility that I'm providing for the Lord. Whereas Shuddha Bhakti, he has the vision that's been previously described of seeing everything as the Lord's potency. So he's utilizing all the Lord's energy back again in the Lord's service. This is Shuddha Bhakti as compared to Nishkarma Karma Yoga. So these three types of yoga are discussed here. And it's saying here in this translation, childish and foolish people are attached to materialistic fruitive activities, although the actual goal of life is to become free from such activities. Therefore, the Vedic injunctions indirectly lead one to the path of ultimate liberation by first prescribing fruitive religious activities. This is Sakam Karma Yoga. Just as a father promises his child candy so that the child will take his medicine. So the Vedic scriptures are designed for the conditioned soul to pull the conditioned soul to a spiritual transcendental state of consciousness. It's saying in the second canto, Bhagavan Brahma Karsnena Tira Vikyasya Manasya Tad Avyaya Sakuteshto Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet. But Lord Brahma, he studied the Vedic scriptures three times, scrutinizing it with his 12 heads. And the conclusion that he reached, so 12 times. 12 times he studied the Vedic scriptures. And the conclusion he reached was Ratir Atman Yato Bhavet, that attraction for Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. So the different regulations that were instructed through the Vedic scriptures bring us to the conclusion ultimately, as we just hear from Pujabhad Damodar Maharaj, of coming to the 10th canto of the beautiful smiling face of the Lord. So, and developing attraction for this personal aspect of the Lord, rather than performing various Vedic injunctions just to simply have some remuneration in this world. So Srila Gurudev began his lecture tonight by describing if someone is running very fast, but is with eyes closed even and slipping, that this is actually indicating the path of Raganuga, not this path of following the Vedic injunctions explicitly, but following the Vedic injunctions with the vision of developing this attraction in the heart completely for Radha and Krishna. So this is the ultimate conclusion of the Shastra, to bring us to an attraction for Krishna. The next verse is saying, if an ignorant person who has not conquered the material senses does not adhere to the Vedic injunctions, certainly he will engage in sinful and irreligious activities. Thus his reward will be repeated birth and death. So for not following these instructions and injunctions, the system that the Lord has provided is Vanashram, a system where by our daily lives, we can bring ourselves to focus completely on the Lord more and more through our activities, all of our activities to be focused on bringing pleasure to the Lord. And as we've heard constantly throughout this Navayogendra Samvad, that without the potency of Guru, then none of this at all can actually manifest in the heart of the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul, there's a very beautiful example of firewood, that fire is always present in wood. And just as that potential is present in the jiva, but can't be ignited until another piece of wood, so to speak, comes in contact with that jiva. Similarly, the spiritual master, when he comes in contact with the conditioned soul, he can ignite the spiritual potency that's already dormant within the spirit soul. That he can understand this clearly, that he's not this conditioned body, that he actually is spirit soul. These 28 elements that we are residing in is not our true identity. So all these truths are being revealed by these personalities, the Navayogendras.